This is a summary of Israeli war crimes ending week of February 9th, 2005. Israeli occupation forces continue attacks in occupied Palestine. Here is a summary. Four Palestinian civilians, including a child, were killed by Israeli occupation forces. Israeli occupation forces conducted a series of incursions into Palestinian areas in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Houses were raided, and at least 10 Palestinian civilians were arrested. Continued shelling of residential areas, and two Palestinian civilians, including a child, were injured. Construction of the annexation wall in the West Bank has continued, and flooding from rain has damaged Palestinian houses and property near the wall in the north of the West Bank. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine. Israeli occupation forces reopened the Karani commercial crossing to the east of Gaza. The Rafah International checkpoint on the Egyptian border was also reopened, but Palestinians between the ages of 16 and 35 have been prevented from traveling, and Israeli occupation forces positioned themselves at checkpoints and arrested a number of Palestinian civilians. Now the details. Despite the ongoing understanding between Israeli and Palestinian sides on the ceasefire, Israeli occupation forces have launched more attacks against Palestinian civilians in the occupied Palestinian areas. This week, four Palestinian civilians, including a child, were killed by Israeli occupation forces. Human rights violations perpetuated by Israeli occupation forces included incursions into Palestinian areas, indiscriminate shelling, and a total closure imposed on Palestinian communities. Israeli occupation forces have also continued to construct an annexation wall inside the West Bank. In the Gaza Strip, three Palestinian civilians were killed by Israeli occupation forces, and a child died from a previous injury. On 3 February 2005, a Palestinian child died from an injury he had sustained last month when Israeli occupation forces fired an artillery shell at fields in Beit Lehia in the Gaza Strip. This attack left seven children dead, including three of the victims' brothers. On 4 February 2005, Israeli occupation forces killed two Palestinian civilians near the border with Israel east of Beit Hanun when they apparently attempted to infiltrate into Israel to search for jobs. On 9 February 2005, one day following the Sharm el-Sheikh summit in which the Palestinian-Israeli side signed a ceasefire agreement, Israeli occupation forces killed a Palestinian civilian in Rafah when they opened fire at Palestinian houses in the Tel Satan neighborhood in Gaza. Israeli occupation forces continued to open fire at Palestinian residential areas throughout the week. Additionally, this week, two Palestinian civilians, including a three-year-old child, were injured in Rafah. This week, Israeli occupation forces moved twice into the Al-Muwasi area in Khan Yunis, which has been under a strict siege since the beginning of the current intifada. They raided and searched houses and arrested seven Palestinian civilians.